After much thought and prayer, and with advice from friends and family, I have decided not to seek re-election to College Station City Council Place 5. I would like to thank my family, friends, supporters, and the voters of College Station for the opportunity to help create a brighter future for our wonderful city. I will continue to advance causes and issues that will help make College Station a well-run, fiscally disciplined city. I will also take time to reevaluate how best I can serve our city in the future. For more than a decade, we have seen the spend mentality. We have had enough of the devices being used to extract more money from taxpayers and our business community. Our citizens have been voting to change the political elite status quo in the council for the last several election cycles, with limited success. The only way we can stop this current cycle of unwise spending is to vote for candidates who will not only run for office as reformers, but actually be reformers after they are seated on the council. I have worked hard to be just such a reformer. We must change the political elite status quo of a council that spends too much and doesn't listen to our voters. I believe that a council that is fiscally responsible and tuned to hear our voters is the best pathway to a brighter future for College Station. I will continue to work to help create and support such a council. I'm extremely optimistic about some of the talent filing to run for council. I have met with several of the candidates for office. I'd like to introduce you to one of the candidates for my seat, Brazos County Republican Party Communications Director Hal Hawkins. I believe he is exactly the kind of conservative leader our city needs and our community is seeking. I am enthusiastically endorsing him and wish him much success serving on our council. Thank you very much for your support. It has been an honor to serve. God bless.
Even though it's been a short time on the council, do you feel like you're leaving the city in a better place than when you joined the council last November?
I think I've made the citizens of College Station more aware of where some of their money goes, where there needs to be improvement on transparency with the people of College Station. I think and believe that they understand that I hear their voices and I care about their concerns. I feel that the council in the past has not listened to what the citizens have asked for and talked about, and that they don't seem to notice or understand that we need to get the message out accurately to the citizens, and the citizens need to be heard in appropriate ways and their wishes considered, rather than just kind of running over the people of College Station with personal, unique interest agendas.
Hearing that statement, then, it makes me wonder why you don't want to try to continue that momentum that you've started over such a short period of time.
I understand that. I do plan to be involved. I have some things that I need to work out personally, and when I get those under control, I'll be back, possibly.
What did you learn in your short time in city government?
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of things that I learned that were new to me, that were unfamiliar. Most of the things that I concerned myself with that I heard from the public for all the years and being just a citizen, the things that had bothered me, I found to be pretty much true. I do have hope that we are on the road to a better situation where we do listen more. I think that the candidates that are on this slate that is coming up, there will be more vocality for freedom of individual rights and individual property rights and the things that the country was based on, rather than the current push to enact programs that are not necessarily the desires of a conservative community.